I called my brother a bunch of mean names. Why doesn't God stop me from saying bad things?
You're free to choose your own words, but that doesn't mean you can't ask God for help. Welcome to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you're here. Our story today is about choosing your words carefully, and James, the brother of Jesus, wrote about this in the third chapter of his book in the Bible. Here's verses 8 through 10. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Our story today is called Not a Dummy. Mina and her mother stopped on a street downtown and watched a ventriloquist perform. That was fun, Mina said later. I know that man was really doing the talking for his dummy, but I couldn't see his lips move. Mom laughed. It did seem like the dummy was actually talking. That evening, Mina had a big argument with her brother Lyle. She quickly lost her temper and began calling him names. Mina, exclaimed Mom, watch your tongue. You know we don't tolerate that kind of name-calling. Mina clapped her hand over her mouth. Sorry, she muttered. But before long, the fight started up again, and mean, nasty words escaped from Mina's mouth. Mina, Mom interrupted sternly, come here right now and sit on this chair for a while. Embarrassed, Mina did as she was told. Where did you learn those words? Asked Mom after a while. Have you forgotten that you're a Christian? No, said Mina, but they just slip out. I say them without thinking, she sighed. I know I shouldn't say mean things, but, she hesitated, why doesn't God stop me? She asked. I don't understand why he lets bad words come out of my mouth. Well, said Mom, God isn't a big ventriloquist in the sky, you know. What do you mean? Asked Mina. That man we saw on the street today worked his dummy like a puppet and spoke for it. The dummy had no control, explained Mom. But God gives us the responsibility to move our own mouths and choose the words we speak. So I'm not a dummy, right? Murmured Mina. Oh, I wouldn't say that, said Lyle, who was listening. Watch it, Lyle, said Mom. She turned back to Mina. If you were a dummy, you wouldn't be a free child of God, serving him out of a willing, obedient heart. Instead of spouting out whatever words you want to say when you feel angry, remember that Jesus has freed you from sin's power. You can choose not to sin. Remember that you have the power to do what's right when things don't go your way. So how about you? What sort of words do you let out of your mouth? Are you careful to only say things that are pleasing to God? You know, you are free to choose the words you say, but God can help you say good things if you ask Him to. Rely on Him to help you control your words. And our key verse is found in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good. Our key thought, choose to say good things. You know, the Keys for Kids stories aren't the only thing that we do here. We even have a radio station that's just for you, and it's called Keys for Kids Radio. If you tune in, you can hear Lamplighter Theater, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. Plus, there's interviews with some of your favorite characters like Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey. And best of all, it's free. So visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. And thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'll see you tomorrow.